Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because when you're making money, sometimes life can just be crude. Hey folks, how you doing? My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, we interview Mary Jo Ehrman with the Secure Wealth Builders Conference happening November 17th and 18th in Bismarck, North Dakota. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with Mary Jo Ehrman with the Secure Wealth Builders Conference. But first, I want to take a moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors as they literally keep our lights on.
We'll only last if you don't take off your mask when the outside's chilly.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Mary Jo Ehrman is the sponsor of Secure Wealth Builders Conference and author of the book Farming Without the Bank and Wealth Without the Bank or Wall Street.
Farming Without the Bank and Wealth Without the Bank or Wall Street. Mary Jo Ehrman. Okay, first of all, let's talk about your background and how you, kind of your journey to where you are as an author and, you know, this kind of this whole farming thing.
Well, I started in the business in 2010, and I basically just accidentally came upon it. I was still mad about my losses in the stock market in 2009 and was looking for something in a place, something different, non-traditional, in a place to put my money that I didn't have to put it at risk. Accidentally came upon the infinite banking concept, and so I decided that, well, I'm from a farm, I love farmers, and so I'm going to write a book for farmers. And I had to write the book for farmers because they wouldn't believe me when I showed them that they could get away from the banking system. And so in order to show them that, I wrote the book, and here we are today.
It's interesting. I just spoke with Roger Johnson, president for the National Farmers Union this morning, and he addressed kind of one of the big issues in farming right now is young people trying to figure out how to do it, how to get a handle on it, how to make it work. Do you find that that is one of the big problems? And if so, does your book help satisfy that?
Oh, absolutely, it's a problem. And it's a problem, I see that, because I'm looking at their financials every day, I see that it's a financial problem, young or old. It really doesn't matter. The younger ones are not getting the loans just because they don't have the collateral. So then dad's got to put up the collateral. So it's tough regardless. I just see the banks are pulling back because they're really scared that we're going to have a repeat of the 80s. And we're very, very close to that. So they're pulling back. They're not giving money. And farmers have to find a way to prepare for that. You know, and what I say all the time is we're making the bank plan B, not plan A. So absolutely, my book addresses that. We have to get away from the banking system. It's a process, but that process has to start somewhere.
You mentioned a cycling event of the 80s, of course. For me, I'm thinking of land prices. You know, back then, I think to buy a house or some land or something like that, we were talking 18-20%, which is like credit card fees to buy land. And of course, the price of wheat and corn and everything else, there were some real problems back in the 80s. What makes you see the signs? I see the signs too, but what signs do you see heading down that path?
Well, banks just aren't lending. They don't, because of the 80s, they were stuck with all kinds of land. They don't want that land. They want, banks want liquidity. They want liquid money. They want cash flow coming into the bank so that they can make more money. They don't make money off of land just sitting there. So they're pulling back and saying, hey, we don't want to lend you money if your books aren't correct. And we don't want to take that chance because we already did it once and that could really hurt us. So does it matter if interest where interest rates are? Not necessarily, because they want cash flow. And if there's no cash flow, they're not making money.
Sure, and I suppose that a lot of the credit score has to do with kind of the shift in perception. Would that be a fair statement?
I know that's a good question. I don't know how they look at credit scores, because they always want collateral. You know, so if you don't have the collateral to put up for it, they're not going to give it. Every bank is a little bit different. What I've seen is that the banks really loved the farming industry when corn was $7 a bushel. They would lend money to anybody. Now that corn is $3 to $4 a bushel, they're not lending money to anybody. So, and a lot of those banks that were lending money to farmers quit lending money to farmers. I have a lot of clients that couldn't get loans because it's not that they had bad credit. It's not that they didn't have collateral. It's that the bank said, I'm not playing this farming game anymore. You're going to have to go elsewhere. And that really puts a farmer in a hard position, too. So it's not all about just, hey, my credit score is bad. It's what is the bank doing? Does the bank president and the bank board understand the farming industry? In most cases, they may not. They're not the ones out there farming, so they don't want to take that risk. They'll go to a different industry that's maybe doing better, where they have much less risk of having to have collateral sitting on the book that's not going to do anything.
Mary Jo Ehrman on the line with us, author of Farming Without the Bank and Wealth Without the Bank or Wall Street. She's also sponsoring an event coming up, the Secure Wealth Builders Conference, happening in Bismarck, North Dakota. Talk to me about this conference a little bit as far as your involvement and what topics are going to be covered.
Well, it is a two-day event that I'm sponsoring because nobody's doing finance conferences to teach people that there's a different way and there's a more secure way to make money, just like the banks are making money, just like the wealthy are making money. So we are going to cover, obviously, how to think and protect your wealth, like the banks and the wealthy, and which is talked about in my book. And then we're going to cover some estate planning and to estate plan correctly so that you're not losing money to the courts through probate and taxes. We're going to talk about why long-term care is important, because we have a huge issue with people not having the long-term care, causing families to break up. And then we're going to have Barry Dyke, the author of the New York Times bestseller, Pirates of Manhattan, and he's going to be talking about Wall Street and the banks and what they're doing with money and what the economic outlook is.
You've mentioned quite a bit about farming. That, of course, is your background, the ag industry. But to me, it sounds like some other people could probably benefit from this information. Who do you expect to attend this?
You know, obviously, I work with farmers. But I work with everybody. I mean, I have two books for a reason. One, because non-farmers are saying, hey, can you write a book that doesn't have farm analogies in it? And so anybody is welcome to come to the conference. The people that are going to probably really want to be there are those people that they don't want the risk of the market. They want to use their money today without penalty. They want to create a retirement that they know is going to be there. And retirement meaning either you're going to retire off the farm or you're going to retire from a job. Our farmers aren't preparing for retirement any more than the employees are preparing for retirement. So just preparing and knowing that money is going to be there and safe is important. So if those are things that matter to you, if you want to learn the truth about what's going on economically and you want to hear what Barry has to say, then you're going to probably want to be there.
And this is the Secure Wealth Builders Conference. When is that? Again, and where do you have that information, maybe where it's located, time, that sort of thing? I left the note in the other room, and I apologize.
That's okay. It is November 17th and 18th here in Bismarck, and it's at the Ramada. So if you want tickets, you can go to maryjoehrman.com or farmingwithoutthebank.com, and you can get them at either one of my websites.
Okay, great. And I usually like to give guests the final word if there's something we missed, something that they want to reiterate, or just to summarize everything again, just kind of the floor is yours. So just kind of final thoughts.
You know, my final thought is what we're doing is not working. We're the 401ks, people are working. You go to Walmart, Menards, and our local grocery store, and that's where you see all these elderly people. Are they working because they have to, or are they working because they want to? If you want some guarantees to retire, if you want to be like the Rockefellers and you want to have money, look at where the banks are putting their money. Look at where the wealthy are putting their money, and it's not what we're being told. We're being told to do what the poor people are doing.
And that was Mary Jo Ehrman with the Secure Wealth Builders Conference happening November 17th and 18th in Bismarck, North Dakota. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Our accounts, of course, are available at thecrudelife.com as well. The links to our social media account at thecrudelife.com. And I'd like to thank you once again for supporting our sponsors. And if you haven't yet, please check out our sponsors. And if you could support them, they keep programs like this free right here on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies. Till next time, be happy and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks. 'Cause I'm gonna be-